Okay, wir sind im Übungsbuch auf Seite 142, Übung 5 und D1. So, Übung 5. Welche Wörter passen zusammen? Which words fit together? 1. A. Sportmode. B. Sportschuhe. 2. Kleidung. C. Schuhe. 3. B. Messer. C. Messerstand. 4. A. Ausbildung. B. Studium. So for day eins, what I've got here is I took their example and I made a whole lesson of nominative and accusative with it. So I'm going to go through the lesson first that I've put together, and then I'm going to go through and read you the actual answers for day eins. Okay? So wir besuchen die Messe in München. I've got all your nominative subjects in yellow and all of your accusative direct objects in blue. So we visit the trade fair in Munich. Who does the visiting? We, that's your subject. Who or what am I visiting? The trade fair. That is your direct object. Now here's where German can, really do some tricks with word order, but still make it clear because of the accusative what is being conveyed. Den Messebau plane ich. This literally says, the fair setup plan I. What we really mean is I plan the trade fair setup. It doesn't matter what order the words are in because the accusative makes it clear that the subject is ich and the direct object is den Messebau because der changes to den in accusative to make that clear. Herr Bastian macht ihn. Now in German, this literally says Mr. Bastian makes him. Now, we're not talking about him. We're talking about it. But since the it, den Messebau, is masculine, the Germans say him instead of it. Okay? So, Mr. Bastian does it is what it means in English. And the it is referring to den Messebau, the trade fair setup in the sentence before. So, who does it? Mr. Bastian. What does he do? The trade fair setup. And that makes the trade fair setup the accusative. Now, they don't say trade fair setup in the third sentence. They say ihn, which is in this case it, even though it literally means him. But for English purposes, it's it. Mr. Bastian does it. Er macht viel Arbeit. He is your subject. What does he do? A lot of work. Viel Arbeit. Arbeit is your accusative. Der Chef kontrolliert uns oft. Der Chef, the boss, is the subject. It answers the question to who monitors the boss. And who or what does he monitor? Us. That's your accusative direct object. Now for the answers in the book. Nummer 1. Wer besucht die Messe in München? Wir besuchen die Messe in München. Wir is highlighted and that is nominative, that's your subject. Wer plant den Messebau? Den Messebau plane ich. Your subject, highlighted ich, is nominative. Nominative subject, ich. Nummer 3. Wer macht ihn? In other words, who does it? Referring to the trade fair setup, the Messeaufbau. Herr Bastian macht ihn. Ihn is accusative because it answers what does Mr. Bastian do? It. In other words, the trade fair setup. Wer macht viel Arbeit? Macht viel Arbeit. He is a nominative subject. Wer kontrolliert uns? Der Chef kontrolliert uns oft. Uns is your accusative.